Hi, welcome, welcome. This is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive, and I want to talk to you about you. This show is called Radiance by Design, because you're a radiant being, and so am I. And we hear so much about manifestation. Everybody's manifesting this, that, and the other thing. And sometimes things do not just come to us the way we fantasize. And sometimes it's because you're radiating, and I'm radiating, some deep, hidden, old, reactive stuff. So our radiance is lower than we want it to be, and we want to learn to raise it. Today's show, I'm going to encourage callers for this show as well. Today's show is all about channeling. I did this last week as well and got some really interesting feedback, but we didn't get the whole subject covered. So today we're going to do a conversation with you about what it's like to channel and also how many different ways we channel. You know, sometimes you're actually channeling someone else's bad mood. You're channeling the vibrations. I remember if you go into, I probably shouldn't tell this story because it's a little bit naughty, so I'm changing my mind here because I would like to be a spiritual teacher, not a naughty person here. But in any case, if you go to antique places, for example, and you sit down on furniture, old furniture, you can actually pick up the mood and the expression of the people that used to sit there, especially if they sat there a lot. And that is a form of channeling, too. Those of you, like me, who are really strong empaths, it's hard to really have strong boundaries about that kind of situation. So you can sit in a chair, if you're really empathic, you can sit in a chair where someone else sat and actually kind of look like them in a short period of time, because you're taking on their vibration, and that is a form of channeling. And what I wanted to talk about today is that kind of thing and learning how to clear that so that your radiance would pick up. Because if you sat on the chair with a grumpy old man who'd been there before and he dropped dead on it or something of that ilk, and you're channeling those feelings, then your frequency is low, your radiance is lower, isn't it? And you and I know that you, anybody listening to Radiance by Design or most of BBS radio, are fully capable of bringing through high-frequency energies and having a resonance of your choice, being one whose resonance is very kind of radiant and uplifting and a contributor anywhere you go. And that's what I want to talk about as well. We're also going to talk about bringing in great beings of light, great spirits. And the problem with that, as many of you will say, is, gosh, you never know who's coming through. You never know who's coming through you and you're getting taken over by something that's dark. Well, we're going to talk about how you can tell when it's dark or light, how you can shift or ratchet up the frequencies of that which you're channeling, how you can test your information, and how you can really enjoy and employ channeling consciously, bringing in higher frequency energies for the sake of healing your body, mind, emotional self, for healing the ambiance of your room and even your beauty. You know, you can channel in higher frequency energies, and you'll notice, I really say that there's kind of a healthy narcissism on the path. And what I mean by that is there's a healthy fascination, self-absorption with who you are. Because we don't know, we're very unconscious about what we're channeling or running through our bodies at any given time in a normal, mundane situation, or worse, on a habitual situation. So if you come from a family of people who are passive-aggressive, or you've been abused and you learn to be crotchety inside and suspicious just as a survival thing, you're going out and radiating that out into the world, aren't you? So it's going back to healthy narcissism. When you wake up to the fact that whatever is going through your being radiates out there and has a huge impact on how you create your reality. I used to tell, especially men, but men and women, I tell you to carry a little pocket mirror and take a look in the mirror. Because if you're in holding, you know, if you're some of those people with bags under your eyes, which I've always been all my life, okay? If you take a look at yourself on a regular basis under circumstances, say you're feeling like you want to present your best foot forward and you want to feel like you're presenting an uplifting self, take a look in your little mirror and look under your eyes. And if you've got really dark circles there, you're going to start developing a real intuitive sense of whether you're in holding a deep anger that you're not presenting to anyone. you're holding in anger and making yourself behave like a good person or whatever it is the illusion we're under at that given time. But you start watching for the bags under your eyes when they really darken under certain circumstances. You know you're holding in a whole lot of emotional hoo-ha. And that holding in process of emotional hoo-ha lowers your frequency and also magnetizes you to other people who may not be holding theirs in as well. You might find yourself in a room full of angry people and suddenly you're going, who are these people and why is everybody so grumpy? Take yourself outside, discover, take a look in your little mirror, discover some of those evidences in your body, mind, emotional self, and in your face, okay? What it is that you're holding inside. And then my guides always taught me this, and I've worked with my guidance for probably, 25 years, maybe even a little longer. And what they always tell us to do is to call it up and feel it. So you discover that you're angry. So call it up and say, I'm angry. I want to feel my anger. I want to feel really angry. Grit your teeth, grind your teeth a little bit. Imagine exploding. I wouldn't explode in public particularly, but if you're in your own car or you're in your own home, go ahead and have a little private explosion of some sort and get that anger up and out. And you may find that it's sealed in or you cannot actually release the entire thing. But the release of some of it and the consciousness that you have that anger, is going to lighten its the density of its inhaled frequency, and then your radiance is going to change. So what you want to do is lighten up your load so when you go out into the world, ta-da, you're actually bringing forward maybe not a perfectly, I am a really realized kind of being, light, and I'm in love, but a radiance that is consciously changing so that people don't feel trapped by your emotional content, or they don't feel like they're ignited by it as much as they feel like you're a person who's changing, which obviously gives them, energetically speaking, more of a quickening or an ability to be changing as well, or permission, if you will. So you see, bringing the little mirror along, it's really important to do that. Sometimes you find yourself talking to someone and you feel really weighed down by their hidden depression or something. I wouldn't do this in front of them, but go check your mirror and you'll find that your jowls or the lower parts of your cheekbones are a little bit heavier and your eyes are droopy and there's a sadness in the irises of the eyes. Start playing with things like that, because then what do? You call it up, you feel it, you exaggerate it, and you command total release of that energy now. And instead of being a product of the emotions that they inhaled and didn't even really want to have, instead of being that kind of design, you're one who's beginning to design who you are, how you prefer to feel, and also you're lifting the room where you're talking to that person that's been inhaled with a bit of a depression. We're vibrational vehicles of light. We're little vortices. We're wonderful little spiraling light beings who can actually consciously send energy out there. So, what has that got to do with channeling? Well, all of it does. We're all bringing in energies from out there, and we're going to talk today about becoming conscious about that. Now, remember that your body is a vibrational vehicle. And what most of you already know about, but some of you may not, is that the energy centers that function like computer chips in the body, those are intersection vortex points where you have records and programs that come from other lives, from the journey of your soul, from this life, your soul's desire and projections into this life. All these little programs are encoded in these great vibrational chips called chakras. Many of you know about your chakras. So we're going to open this show after I gave my little opening talk there. It was quite long, wasn't it? We're going to open this show with a vibrational meditation, sending sounds into each of the chakras. For those of you who don't know, if they vibrate ideally, that's when they're all cleaned up in color. So they go in order of the colors of the rainbow. They start at the base of the spine, the computer chip that prints out your material well-being, your rapport with your tribe, your base animal instincts, your love of money and material world and so on. It's red at the base of your spine. And then in the second chakra, which houses karma, all the leftover. I always say it's everyone and everything that's left over in your reactive world, whether it's this life or other lives, the deep, deep imprints that create karma, your sexual interactions, your mom and dad, anybody that started you off in life. And it's orange. Look at yours. Is it orange? Or does it have blobs of brown and lumps of coal and some old wrapped gifts in there? It's up to you to see what your metaphors are holding for you today. And then you move into your solar plexus. It's yellow like the sun. And in there is where your personal power radiates. Now, what is your personal power? If you look at your stomach or your solar plexus right now and you feel it, does it feel tense? Is your personal power something to do with you holding yourself tight and making sure that you're defended enough to be okay? Or are you able to radiate who you are into the world? And that personal power center is bright, clear, yellow, solar plexus, solar like the sun. And we're going to sing into that one. And then the chest is green. And that's what houses your courage, inspiration, flights of fancy, unconditional love. And it's also got your lungs hold karmic grief. And your heart, of course, anything to do with issues of love. And of course, where we have love, many of us have experienced quite a bit of loss. Some people come and are born with a really high frequency loving quotient. Some of us are a little bit draggy about developing that. But it is open as a potential for all of us, a big learning curve. And that one's green. That chakra's green. And you move into your throat, which is that little throat chakra, which is right at the thyroid, or that little V in the clavicle area. And it's blue. And that's where you synthesize your wisdom out of everything you've ever experienced, everything you've ever gone through in this life or other lives. Your will and the will of God dance together to evoke what? Your wisdom, the product of your existence and your experiences. It's wonderful. The throat chakra is very tiny, and there's a lot of bottlenecking that goes on there. But when it's bottlenecked, you can rest assured you're starting to get smarter. Your information that came from other experiences is turning into wisdom, and it's blue. And I won't say which shade of blue, because some people are really firm about that, but I think it's going to come up in you, a blue, a shade of blue, a tone that's absolutely clear and radiant, and you'll know it's yours. And move into your third eye, which is in behind the brow. And that's a deep indigo, and that's where, as you grow, and we've already talked about base animal instinct, tribal energy, subconscious karma, personal power, your heart and your zest for life and courage, and then your synthesis of wisdom out of everything you've experienced, you move up into another level of wisdom, which is seeing beyond the third dimension, bringing in universal consciousness. Seeing into people and around people so that which is obvious isn't all there is. And as you grow and grow, even just working with your red chakra, as you grow and grow, lo and behold, that sixth chakra opens up more and more, and you see, hear, feel, know, understand more and more. And that has a lot to do with our channeling centers too, doesn't it? And now move to the top of your head, and it's violet, and that's where you bring in God's guides, angels, your higher self, anything other than the self that you believe in. So when you're channeling and you're consciously bringing through high-frequency energies, you're going to get a great deal of scritching and scratching in this beautiful violet amethyst-colored chakra at the top of your head, because that's where it comes in. Although I was just channeling before this show, and the guides were saying that Beethoven, wonderful Beethoven, actually brought in, through his whole body, he brought in a great deal of other dimensional information. So I thought, well, that's a wonderful thing to mention on the air, because you don't know, and I don't know, where we get our information, in what form it comes, but we do know that there's many levels of dimensions, and it's available to us if we stretch and reach consciously to bring it in. So now what I'd like us to do is make sounds. These are ancient sounds that they make into the chakras, and we're going to make each sound three times. And I'd like you to remember all that I just said, so you know as you're making sounds into each of these chakras, you know that you're clearing up all the dust the old reactions that are stored in these various chakras that stand in the way of you manifesting a higher frequency energy. So you sound into the chakras until you've really ironed out some old reactive energies. Are ya ready? I always have to clear my throat when I do this. The sound we make in the base of your spine is, it's a deep guttural sound. So what we're going to do is take a deep breath, and we're going to say it so your breath runs out a couple of times. Maybe we'll just do two, because it takes quite a while. And I'd like you to sound until the breath runs out. Take a deep breath, and into the base of your spine. Good. Now move your attention into your belly area. And I know we're not going to take long enough on the air here to really clear them out, but did you feel a kind of a buzz there? You should feel some resonance and vibration in each chakra as you go through. Let's go into the second chakra below the navel, and it's orange. Now this is subconscious stuff, so you got a lot of meat in here. Sometimes you can feel it circling round and round in your belly. And now the sound is going to be O for the solar plexus. O. Move your attention into your heart chakra, and the sound is very inspirational. It's, ah! You make that sound and go all the way through the sound from the higher, into the lower. We'll make it twice and fill your chest with green light. Excellent. And then move into your throat, and it's blue. It's your shade of blue, but today I'm going to do a really bright, clear, lightish blue. You tell me later what you're going to do. You can call in and let me know. And it's open your throat like a bowl, not like a tube. It's easier if you can feel it expanding in the back of your throat. You're really helping yourself get smarter. Good one. I got a sore throat partway through that, and that's a good sign. It means I had some tension and restriction, and I work with it. You go into the back of your throat, and you really release where it hurts. If it starts hurting, you keep sounding until the hurt goes away, because all it is the resistances in the back of the throat. Move your attention into your third eye, the big eye, and this deep indigo, and it's eh. We'll go to a higher note. Mm-hmm. good one. Good. Now the top of your head, the sound is just a lot of ease, and I want you to feel that violet light just skittering across the top of your head. Have that violet light just flood and spin round and round your body. You know, you're a wonderful vibrational instrument, and this is a great way to tune your instrument. I don't know how you experience that meditation. But if you want to call in, I would absolutely love that. Call in with your questions and your comments as we're talking about channeling. 877-876-5227 in the U.S. 888-815-9756 from Canada. And for the direct line, it's 530-876-3222. 530-876-3222. Now, one of the things the guides were saying is that it's really important to pay attention to channeling right now, because it's not all about having great unseen gurus telling you what to do, because that has happened. But I've been looking into a lot of beings who've channeled for many years lately, and it's pretty interesting. There's a real ongoing process that the beings that come through and also the beings that are channeling them go through over a period of time. There's an evolutionary process. And that's probably the greatest indicator about what you're bringing through. The other thing is calling in your guidance and asking to feel, see, and hear. Purification techniques are really important. That's why I like that chakra meditation we just did. That you can call in beings into a purified vibration, and you're going to attract in, well, let's not make this too simplistic. When you call in the name of, I always say in the name of Mother, Father, God, Creator, Spirit, in the name of the Christing, and other beings that you pray to, the Ascended Ones and so on, you bring in and you keep repeating holy names in order to bring through a higher level of consciousness. And if you get stuck and you start bringing something through and you feel tired and you feel held down, what you've got is somebody else's consciousness. You don't have a higher energy of consciousness. So what do? You shut off the connection and you clear. And you do some really nice clearing, and that's running holy energy through your body. Holy being high frequency energy, which helps you transform. And it really isn't that hard. It's when you feel caught. And most of us, many of us listening to this show, are very empathic. So it's easy to bring in energies that are not, what, the highest energy, because you're picking up maybe who was sitting in the chair before. There's all kinds of energies that we pick up in the day. The dearly beloved sitting beside you comes in from being absolutely exhausted. Next thing you're yawning. It's just the way human beings are all over the planet. And what we're learning here on Radiance by Design is learning that that happens. Learning to clear it, and then calling in intentionally what it is we want to create and what we want to radiate with. You have your own basic imprint as well. You have your own vibrational reality you've got to work on besides everyone else's. But you don't have to be frantic about what you're going to bring in and then try and close off your sensors, because we're always bringing stuff in. When I learned how to channel, I went off to a class by a woman who was channeling Dwal Kool. And it was a very powerful, powerful weekend. And I made the mistake of taking my family. So it was hilarious because I was trying to doctor and nurse my family. And everybody else was sitting there bringing in spirits. And I tried to go home because it was such a waste of time. And she called me back and said, stay for 2 more hours because you have a terrific amount of channeling energy around you. And I broke through. And so when I say that story, I say there is a breakthrough process that you have your own fields of energy which talk to you about who you are and how you hold your space in the human collective. But you can actually go into it. You can break it open and actually choose to channel in or bore in consciously higher energy fields. It's really interesting. And I literally broke open during that period of time. And in that time, what we used, the technique she used the whole time and for like 4 to 6 hours at a time was toning. So we made sounds. We just kept making sounds and making sounds. And there was a room of about 35 people. And the sounds finally went around the room like streaks of color, at least for me. And it was amazing. And what happened is each of us, in our vibrational vehicles, which is what we are as human beings, the flesh comes after the vibration, and that's what's so interesting. I know we know that. But if you make sounds, and if you make tones, and you keep making them over and over, what happens is it helps dissemble the denser frequencies that you're holding in your body. And that makes you, I literally felt like, what am I trying to say? It's hard to explain except that I literally felt like something was drilling into the top of my head. Nothing nasty. It was just a feeling, a very subtle, like a light feeling in three spots of trying to drill little connections in through the vibrations around the top of my head. And then later, you know, I did my 2 hours and grabbed my family and went home and said, I'm never taking you with me again. This was not fun. For me. However, it worked for me, didn't it? And the thing that's really interesting about it all is that once you've cut into your vibrational cocoon, if you will, once you've actually cut in there, what happens is it stays available. You've already cut a channel. It's like getting your ears pierced in a way, isn't it? You've got a channel available, and you've made the connection, and it's an electronic kind of thing, I guess. It's one way of putting it, which sounds rather plebeian, but I think it works. And then always, from then on, if I stopped and breathed and did my little meditation work, I would get a connection, and I would feel the frequencies run through my body, and I would begin to get answers to questions. And you can do that, too. And one of the things the guides are saying is things are changing on our planet. Systems, we've heard for years and years that systems would melt down and all kinds of, you know, we saw the Berlin Wall fall and the Russian, the country has come apart in many ways. All kinds of things that look like huge institutions have come apart. And our government and our people, and I won't get into all of that, but the economic, the systems of economic control and so on, are coming undone. You know, I always think of Enron. Enron is only one example of a lot of inequity that's going on out there. But it sure came tumbling down like card houses, didn't it? And the way people were lying and stealing and so on. There's a lot of system meltdown going on. There's a whole move to alternative energy, which is going to make a huge difference in the great energy control, all the economic controls that came through oil. There's a lot of huge changes going on in the planet. The negative parts are our security. People's security is changing in its style. So what we thought was secure is no longer secure in many ways. So people can't count on their old age retirement as much or jobs lasting for a long time and so on. But again, back to channeling, they're saying that if you learn to refine your frequencies and pay attention to your consciousness, you can get answers a lot. And, oh, goody, we have a call. I just finished this thought. You can get a number of answers for situations where you're perplexed and think there's nowhere to go and everything is lost. And, boy, you'll hear a voice or you'll see someone coming. And it's kind of a channeling event. And we'll talk about that after this caller. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hey, Veronica, it's Anna again.
Hi, Anna. How are you doing?
We didn't have enough time last time, and I still feel like I've got this block. You know, when I'm working, I feel like, you know, when I do tones, I feel like I know things kinesthetically, but I've never been able. I tried the law school. I went to a workshop, but I think I was too afraid of it. I don't know how to get past that fear,
to really
follow through on my own. Do you think I should go to a class or something?
Yeah, I do. And the thing is that you just brought up a wonderful, wonderful issue, which is being afraid is really typical for people. For me, I practically had to be clubbed over the head with a 2x4, I think. because our fear is like we're clutching at something. So when I look at you vibrationally, I see as if you've got a clutching coming right around the clavicle, the upper part of the heart, that you're really afraid of letting go of something for fear of. Maybe you can tell me, but I would read it otherwise.
Yeah.
What's your fear?
I don't know. I you said that last week, and then we had to stop, but I don't know. I think I'm afraid to see it because I say, okay, what is it? And then I get distracted. And
yeah, but you know what? I think you're afraid of being vulnerable.
Yeah, sort of a control freak, I guess.
Oh, I never would have said that. What I see vibrationally, well, I might have said it behind your back. No, I'm teasing you, actually.
Yeah.
What I see vibrationally is a lot of spiritual light and a lot of, like, I know Anna. Anna gives wonderful, wonderful body work. I mean, there's no comparison. But I do see,
when I'm doing that, when somebody else is there, I feel safe, I think.
Yeah.
By myself, to open up to some other energy, I think maybe that's what it is.
And the thing with you is that you do channel when you're working on people.
Yeah, I do so.
Yeah, and so...
helps me move through the energy, but it seems like I need to have that other energy to make... I don't know what it is, but... But I decided it is a fear. I mean, at some point, maybe it's like being beheaded. I saw Elizabeth, the Golden Age, and those beheadings were like, oh, God.
What did you, I didn't quite hear that. You were beheaded?
It feels, you know, in the movie, it just made me just feel like, oh, God, I've been there.
Ah. Well, here's what I'm seeing is that there's something about you. See, you're a conductor. Okay, here's the thing about channeling, is you're a conductor of high fields, and you bring them through. And when you're working on people, there's a sixth sense of knowing through your hands and your body. But when you're on your own, I feel like you don't feel like you can, I don't know what it is. It's like not just totally self-esteem, but some of it is. It's like you don't feel like you can have that because you don't have a purpose for it at this point.
Exactly. I think that's what it is. So how do I get a purpose for it?
Well, let's ask yourself this. Ask your higher self right now. Do you always have to have a purpose for it? And is part of the purpose when you paint and draw?
I know that I feel sort of depressed when I feel like I don't have a purpose.
Do you, your art is very wonderful. Do you find you feel like you're channeling when you're doing art?
When I'm doing my art, I don't have to have a purpose. I just do it because it's fun.
But do you feel like you're having that extra energy coming through?
Yeah.
And when you
like
play,
it just moves through my hands, just like the body work. It just moves through my hands.
Yeah. And when you play piano?
Oh, I don't know. I don't play piano very well. I'm not sure. I'm not like Beethoven. That's for sure.
Well, no, it's really interesting.
I'm not thinking of big channeling particularly, but I still love it. It's beautiful. But so, do you think maybe I could just be happy with that and not channel? I mean,
yeah, because I feel like the knot that you have in your upper, in the upper sternum area.
Mm-hmm.
That knot is, it's like, I don't know how to get rid of this. So that gives it energy and it sits there and it's really hard. I would just ignore it. Tell your guides to take it away, but I would do other things. Because when you put your hands on people, when you're thinking about certain things, you just automatically bring through a variety of high frequency energy, which is multicolored from my perspective. And
I get a nice feeling when you say that.
Oh, it's beautiful. And I'm saying to you, You know, when you need to do something different on the planet because you're in a corner, you get those hits of energy and you get to know what to do, and it's almost instantaneous for you. And that's your channeling. It's wonderful.
Well, thank you.
Do you see what I mean?
But I think when I do, like if I get a session and I really get vulnerable, mm-hmm. I always start choking and coughing.
Yeah.
And it seems like it's some sexual abuse thing, maybe.
Maybe I'm afraid
that if I channel something, it'll stir that up and I'll just choke and die or something. I'm not sure.
But there's another interesting thing here is that you can pull that out. That can come out. That has a lot to do with your dad.
Yeah.
And it has a lot to do with an attachment between the two souls.
Between what?
Between your soul and your father's.
Uh-huh.
And it's a very strong kind of a knot attachment. When I go into it, it looks like there's a lot of heat on the left side, and that could be mirroring. It could be the right, but it looks like the left side.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like his anger, anxiety.
Turn my head to the left.
Oh, is it? But was he angry a lot?
What?
Was he an angry man?
I still didn't hear that.
I said, was your father angry?
Oh, he was very angry.
Yeah. It's interesting to me you couldn't hear me say that.
To behold. Even when I was a mother with kids and everything, he was mad at somebody, and I thought, God, no wonder I was afraid of him as a child.
Well, you took his power in. I could just see it all tangled around your throat. And around either the left or the right shoulder, but it's really interesting.
Yeah.
And so what we would do.
He hated it if he said something he didn't like, and so I would mumble, and then he hated it that I was mumbling.
Right.
So it really has a lot to do with the throat.
And also it has to do with your ears, your hearing, honey.
Mm. Yeah. Can we just pull that out?
Yeah, I'm trying to pull it out right now, but you know, it might take more time, but it would be worth having, pulling it out.
Maybe I'll call and we'll do a session.
Yeah, that would be good, I think, because we need to take a little more time.
We don't need to do it on the radio.
Well, everybody at home, pay attention, because if you have blocks to channeling, sort of like Anna's, you can actually feel it when we're talking about it on the air, and you can get a lot of relief as well. But, Anna, I really appreciate your call.
Oh, thank you so much, Veronica.
Oh, well, much love to you, darling.
Bye.
Bye. And that's really interesting, because a lot of us will block that channeling. We'll block it out of self-protection. And but you see what Anna, when we ultimately came to, was that she was blocking it partially because she wasn't allowed to have it because of the authority that didn't allow her to bring through perhaps higher wisdom. I don't know, whatever it is that the authority of the parent limits in the child. I did some power retrievals, and Anna, if you can hear this, with Jackie Silvetti, and we pulled off the connection between myself. Okay, just a moment, and I'll talk to you in 1 minute. I just want to say we pulled off the connection between several members of my family of origin and myself, and every one of them released my throat, and that makes a huge impact on the rest of my life. So anyway, let's talk to our next caller. Good afternoon. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Ronnie.
Hi.
Hi. This is Lynn from San Diego.
Oh, Lynn, welcome. Lynn's a dear old friend of mine. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Good.
We're being listened to by someone else here.
Oh, good.
In another building.
Oh, good.
Brian.
Good. Well, hi, Brian. Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
Do you have a question for me?
I have a question. Let me see if I can phrase this in an intelligent way. I'm really feeling some accelerated growth.
I can see that, actually.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'll tell you what, it's lofting out of your base chakra, which tells me that's very exciting.
I'm sorry?
It's coming up out of your base chakra, which is really a good thing.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that.
Mm-hmm, me too.
And looking at my work situation, I am ready to go play.
You know, but it's funny, you're a minister, aren't you?
No. Haven't done that for a while.
And what does it mean, go and play?
I have worked for so many years in my life. I'm ready for retirement. The finances aren't there yet. So my conversation is, can you see that happening, or am I in the right direction to pull the money in so that I can do that?
Well, you know what I see, Lynn, that's really kind of fun? Is I see, first of all, the red chakra is changing. This is good news. We're talking about, I want some financial bulge, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And your red chakra is picking up light quite a bit. And then I see you, and I said, oh, you're a minister, aren't you? Because I see you working with groups of, some sort of groups. It's a totally different context. And it's a celebrative event. I think it's kind of spiritual gathering things. And you look like you're working with large groups, not all the time, and then really enjoying it. It's personally transformative. And it looks like that pays a large amount each time. And I believe you're going to be in service.
Okay.
And you may do that for the rest of your life, because guess what, Lynn? You're not the kind of person that can just retire. You're going to want to study your spiritual doodah and self-actualization and maybe some creative doodah. You know what I mean? You're not going to just simply retire.
No, I can't. However, it would be nice to have a choice in what I do.
I believe you've got a huge choice coming up.
Good.
And remember this, people at home who are listening to Lynn, remember this, that this is crucial, that Lynn, you're not letting yourself look in some least likely directions. The assumption is that it's either work or play. And I'm saying you're going to play into your work, and you're not quite looking in the right direction yet. And when you find it, and you, it's like my work, it's like an art. I'm not going to ever retire. How could I do that? I just love it, you see. It's,
right.
it's like that. Then what would we call it, work or play? Well, you know, you might call it self-actualization.
I like that.
I do, too. And I like it for you because you look like someone who's finally coming to a point where you can get a kick out of who you are. You see?
Oh, yeah.
And really foster in other people the rejoicing in who they are.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely it does.
And remember this, when I see, we're talking about channeling a lot today, and what I see coming to you are these really wonderful vibrational lights. They're mostly sort of blue and white, and they have a lot of rejoicing, there's a lot of pink, and they have a lot of rejoicing in them, and they're coming through you all the time, and they're wanting to be, they want you to be the conductor of this orchestra, you see?
Okay.
And the other thing to tell you is that you can call these in at will and keep running them through your body. It's going to change things for you. I wouldn't go dancing into my job and tell them all about it. Thank you very much.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'd be a little cautious about just dumping the job and frolicking at the maypole. I'd like to do some grounded steps first.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Well, it's wonderful to hear your voice.
It's wonderful to hear yours, and I hope I can speak with you again soon.
Please call in. I love it.
Brian knows how to get that, but missed you, wanted to just connect again, so.
Thank you very much, and I'm just happy to see your heart and soul is ready to play with people on the planet.
Thank you.
Take care of
it. Thanks, Ronnie. Bye-bye now.
So now there's a good example of someone, she's got wonderful high-frequency energies that want to come through her, and remember, all of you have had acupuncture, at least heard about it, I'm sure. And acupuncture is where you bring through the frequencies and you tap various parts of the body with the needle in order to charge up the body. And that's bringing through energies to actually shift and transform denser frequencies. Well, you can do that also. I'm not saying put the acupuncturists out of business because we need them. But you can also call in specific frequencies to run through your body and actually dispense, oh goody, another call, dispense with denser frequencies in order to lift you. And this is channeling in high frequency energies. And one more thing, I just wanted to finish a thought, is as the society changes a lot, I can't say enough, that you can begin to have answers and results from consciously focusing on that which you can bring through at a higher level to give you, to point you toward guidance and so on, or to guide you into different ways of doing things. So you are on the air. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Where are you?
Hi, Ronnie.
Hi.
I can just barely hear you.
You could just barely hear me.
That's a little better.
Well, I'm chewing on the microphone. How's that?
I can hear you now.
How are you today, Vicki?
I'm good. Can I ask you a lost and found, hopefully found question?
Okay, I'm not a finder, but I'm willing.
Okay, I have a telescope, and it comes with a thing called a spotting scope, you know, just a separate piece, like a long telescope like the pirates used to use, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I can't find it, but I have a suspicion that my brother may have borrowed it. That's a nice way of putting it.
I think it's right there. I think you've put it in a strange place.
Oh, well, that was my next question, is did I hide it for myself?
Yeah, I think you put it in a strange place. Have you got a big window in the front room?
Well, I have a window with a bookcase. I thought I had it in the bookcase, but I tore the bookcase apart, but I didn't look. I didn't take it.
You have a stool and a blanket or something. Is a little bit of a messy environment there. And I'm not trying to criticize your housework now.
I just cleaned my hole. I feng shuied.
Oh, you did. Good for you.
It could be in the closet.
Yeah, it looks like it's stuck in something. And I see a pillow. I see a blanket. And it's not the normal place for it.
Oh, okay. All right. Then
and
I won't go into
this,
any kind
right?
of accusations.
And when you're, yeah, I think it's good to sort of save those off. When I did that the other day, and I was totally wrong, and I'm glad I didn't say it to the person.
Well, that's what I've been hesitating, you know, and he talks about the spotting scopes that him and his wife use in the hot tub every night, and I'm missing mine, and I keep thinking, And he's the only one that goes through there.
Remember this, that when you keep calling out, now again, we're talking about channeling, right? There is divine order in the universe, and keep shining light on that. Calling in the light frequency and just shining it on your spotting scope.
Oh, there's great.
Divine order in everything in the universe. Just keep chanting that and get on about your business.
Great. If I'm not responding right, it's because I'm hardly hearing.
Really? I can't.
There, that's better.
Yeah, I don't know why, so I'll try and talk into it harder.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much, Ronnie.
All right. Much love to you.
You too. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And see, there's another example, is if you've lost something, and many, many cases this really works well, is you can call in high-frequency energy and really have that energy surround it. So, like, for example, if you've misplaced a purse or money or something, a purse with all kinds of vitality in it, you know, like your passport and all of that stuff, wrap it in light from a distance. Just keep wrapping it in light, wrapping it in light, bringing the light through from the universe. It's another form of channeling. It's not what we really are talking about today, but it's another example of calling out of the ethers that which is self-empowering, that which is showing us that we can do and design what it is we need to do and design on this planet. And that's how we learn to manifest. That's how we protect things. And, of course, we do lose some things. I'm going to talk for a few minutes, and we're almost done here. Oh, actually, my next person, for those of you who stay for Paradigm Shifters, is Suzanne Wang, and she's a wonderful naturopathic woman who studies metaphysics a lot. She's a very intuitive woman, and she's going to talk about dealing with all kinds of things like chronic illnesses and the tendency of children to have autism, ADD, ADHD, and she's going to answer your questions if you'd like to call in. We have a number of questions that have been emailed to me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com, and you still have time to email me a question for Suzanne about your health. I'm going to talk to her about bioidentical hormones and why in aging do we need these things and what's going on and how can she explain mental health. I think her major, major focus is environmental, I just washed my mouth and can't do a thing with it. Okay, environmental toxicity and its influence on our mental and emotional health. So Suzanne Wang, she's going to be really fascinating. I said that about Dr. Braverman last week, and he really had some other issues on his mind. So we all got pretty disappointed, and I think we're going to be able to get some of those answers for those of you who phoned in about menopause and such things from Suzanne Wang. I think she's going to help point us in other directions. So back to channeling, I want us all to spend a minute and let's call in. You know, one of the things we can do is call in and develop a much greater, higher self community or a higher frequency community around the planet. We can call in guides and angels at will, and we can really build a great canopy of light in and amongst human consciousness. The guides and angels actually come to us. The angels, I think, are always fluttering around to protect us and really help inspire higher frequency energies. A lot of the guides, there's many different kinds of guides, and some of them are people that you love to move to the other side, move through the veil. But some of them are beings who have been with us in our growth and learning for consciousness for maybe eons, for thousands of years. And some of them are new, and sometimes we have a stable of them, a coalescence of beings or of consciousness, which move with us, and they themselves are learning. And one of the things I really understand is that the more creative we are, the more we advance ourselves to create and design the future we want, the more we unfold the potential of our entire universe, for all of it is energy in motion. And these guides and angels that work with us, particularly the guides who work with us on the consciousness level, the consciousness of us as multidimensional individuals, and the consciousness of us as members of a group consciousness, they grow and learn, and they unfold terrific potential with us. Remember, we're working with consciousness, we're working with love, we're working with truth, with beauty, with grace, we're working with one another to evolve. So this is Veronica Entwistle, and I thank you so much for your calls. Most of you are my friends today, but I'm sure you're all my friends out there. And I love your calls, and I love you, and I love this journey we're on right now, which is a very rapid journey of evolution, very fast-moving energy field. And I love the guides and angels that are playing this game with us all. So I'm going to leave you for about 4 or 5 minutes and come back with Dr. Suzanne Wang of California. And she's going to answer questions, some of which I already have on email. And I look forward to talking to you in a few minutes, so you'll meet our paradigm shifter, Suzanne. Thanks for listening.